Okay, guys, you are my leaders on the field tonight as captains, okay? You know your team better than I do. If any of them start to get out of hand or anything, I'm asking you to step forward and do it so we don't have to. We appreciate that. Also, on penalties, if I have a penalty and call for a captain, please make yourselves available, okay? Coach said any of you are fine to talk to. Clark, you're the visiting team. Who's going to call the coin toss tonight? You are? John F. Kennedy's the head. Eagles the tail. I'm going to ask you to call it before I toss. I'm going to hit the grass, okay? What is your call?
Tails
has been called. It is tails. You may defer your choice till halftime or take your choice to start the game. You defer, you have your choice to start the game.
Like to receive.
Okay, and you have a choice goal you'd like to defend. Okay, you're going to defend this goal. I'll be able to be defending the scoreboard, end of the field. It's north end. Good luck, guys. We'll reenact this 2 minutes before the game.
Buy it and pay it right there at Summers Car Credit in the Trench Report. Guys, a little muddy on the field, but Albie's offense, see, line and defensive line have been dominant all year long. They've been getting it done in the trenches.
Yes, they have, Jason. Christian, and you played here not that long ago, really, and you know that last game as a senior, your last regular season game, what are those guys, you know, and you've got a brotherhood up front, you know what I mean? And what kind of... How do you feel in this game?
Oh, man, you know, it's very emotional going into it. It's your last go-around with your brothers. Last go-around, they do the burning of the old shoe where all the guys get together and they go around it. So, I mean, there's lots of emotions that go around in this game. And you want to give it your best. You want to give it your best on this night because it is your last actual regular season home game. So, I mean, lots of emotions out there. But they're ready to have some fun.
Keep getting her down up front, boys.
All right, that's your In the Trench Report brought to you by Summers Car Credit. And now let's get to your Dewey Motor Company. Keys to tonight's football game. And Dan, you are becoming a phone tech. But right now the listening audience wants to know, what are those Dewey Motor Company keys for an Albie win tonight?
Well, it's start the way you, or finish the way you started. Start strong and get this game, get it under your belt, get some great experience, not only for the starters, but the reserves. You should get a lot of time tonight. So go out and play a good game and have fun with it.
Here's your opening kickoff, a swift kick, and it's on the ground, going to be fielded at the 15-yard line across the 20. Filled a blocking wall down the sideline, and he will not be able to keep his feet, but Christian, he had lots of green territory. Hunter Goldenfoot Weldon was about to go off to the races.
Yeah, he had lots of green, but there's one place on the whole field where there's sand, and he had a step right where it was, and it got him a little bit twisted up and went out of bounds. But good return right there.
All right, Albie's first possession from scrimmage tonight. Dan, one of the things that I think is being stolen from the fact that a lot of people believe this is a mismatch, and so maybe not as much attention, but Albie tonight with a chance to make history, an undefeated football season.
Yeah, it is. You know, they did a great job. I'm going to play here. Carter Isaac on the left side actually kicks loose and once again his yardage totals continues to climb. Picks up about 14 yards on that first down play. So good hard run on him. But yeah, Blue Demons 2 years ago went undefeated in the regular season. They go on to make to the playoffs. They win 12 games. That team went 12-1, the most wins ever for a Blue Demon squad. This team certainly has its sights on that, not only getting 9-0, get to the Dome and win a game. That would give them an opportunity to go into the territory that hasn't been seen ever. So these guys know what's at stake, and they really want to perform well.
Albie with the football in his first possession. Here's Carter Isley, juking by a defender on his way inside the 50-yard line down to the 45, a gain of 6 yards on first down. Albie into Indian territory right out of the gate. And Big T, Carter Isley just continues each and every week to show us that he's more than just a big back. He's got it all.
He's shifty, man. I mean, for such a big guy, he makes those cuts. But give it up to those guys up front, man. They're making huge holes for him.
Albie undefeated on the season, trying to make it a perfect season here in the regular season. Here's a handoff running with it straight ahead and going for about a yard, maybe two, is Freshwater. Actually, Luke Sinclair came in on the carry.
Again, got the seniors starting here on offense. Yep. Got Gunnar Maupin in there as well. Michael Terrell in the slot back, so getting in starting action. A lot up front, we still have our solid seniors with Casey Zinski at center, Ryan Romanko, Nick Yarkowski, Hunter Makinich, and then Jacob West, the other senior on the offensive line.
Third down short here. Here's Bear going to keep it on the bootleg, gets to the corner, jukes by the cornerback. It has the first down inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. How about that move, Big C? You were on the Albie dance team, buddy. I think we better get him signed up.
He definitely had his dancing shoes on right there.
Hey, and he is on the dance team. all-male dance team this year. Blake Bear, Carter Isley, two of the football brothers out on this team, as well as my two sons, Cameron and Carson, and Lee Curran and Cameron Jordan. And I'm going to forget some of the guys because I've heard the names. But
weren't you on a Big T's review once, Tim? Is that?
Oh, yeah. It was quite a sight.
First and 10, Albie from the 38 of Clark. Here's a handoff. Carter Isley will be brought down. Nice tackle there from behind. Again, of about a yard or two, and that is it. It'll be second down. Let's call it 9 for the Blue Demons. 10:13 to go here. Just underway at Ironman Field, the final game of this regular season. And if Albia can hold course, it will have, unless there's some crazy scenario. I don't think there's anybody alphabetically, Dan, that will take it. Because it is alphabetically in that third game. If Albia can continue away, it's going to play all of its playoff games here. Here's a pass to the flat. Complete. Michael Terrell. Oh! Reception to the 20. 15. On his way inside the 10. It'll be brought down at the 5-yard line. A great catch and run there by Michael Terrell after the pass from Blake Bear. But, Dan, how about that blocking downfield by the receivers?
Really was. They're just so selfless, unselfish. They want to go out there and block for each other. First off, Michael Terrell ran a great route there, nice little cut flat route coming across. Got great hands, and you saw the strength he has. So just a good job out of him and a nice first and goal situation for the Blue Demons.
9:30 to go, opening quarter just underway. I'll be first possession of the night. Here's Isley over the left side, on his way inside the 5-yard line, down close to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. And he puts the first 6 up on the board. Albia strikes first here in this final game of the regular season. 9:25 to go. And that is a Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Great run. Just right up the middle there, just off center and guard. And just plows himself through there. Just carries the load through. So good job for him. Special teams coming out. Brendan Bassett coming out, doing a great job on special teams this year. 92% on extra points. Has done a great job all year long. And so looks to probably go ahead and kick this 1-point PAT.
Well, they're ready for it on B Avenue. As Bassett's been really good. Here comes the snap. The flag goes up, and the fake on the punt or on the field goal, and it goes to Bryce Lesh, and he'll be tackled for a loss. A little trickery there, Big C.
Definitely trying to do a little trickery here. I don't know what it was, but
didn't quite work out.
But there is a flag on the play, and so we're going to probably redo this unless it's on Albia. It is a procedural penalty on Albia, and it will be declined. So with 9:25 to go, Albia does get 6
on the board.
We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football, and your sports leader, KIIC.
All right, Albia leads 6-0 with the extra point no good. And the next kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. This kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance, and we go live there next.
Six nothing Albia. The kickoff return to the 30-yard line. Albia's defense comes on the field. First play from scrimmage. Gain of about 2 yards, and that is it. Dan, Clark is thinking about a miracle tonight, but today I got to talk to a walking miracle.
Really?
Yeah, Sarah Thomas. She's an employee at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab. And Sarah, on August 15th, I may have the date incorrect, but in August, was at a convention. And suffered an aneurysm, and she just happened to be at a nursing convention. I don't know about that, but that is timing. But Sarah survived, and it really is amazing. She's an awesome person, and you know, all those people out of the Oakwood Nursing Home. When you work with the seniorly and your rehabilitative mind, and you're a nurse, you are some of the most special people in the world. But there's going to be a benefit tomorrow night. We'll have more information on that. And it's some pretty cool stuff that's going to go on at the Albia Country Club, a fundraiser for Sarah Thomas. Carry over the right side on second down. Going to be very close to moving those chains. A gain of about 7-8 yards. Good surge there, Big T, by this Clark Indian offense.
Yeah, it was a nice little play there. You know, got a good surge on that offensive line. And just about 6 inches short, it looks like.
Spent most of my life saying that, T. Most of my life. 5'7¾", Dan. I was always looking up to you, buddy. You're 5'7". You count every quarter inch. I'm telling you right now. Third down and less than a yard. And a hard snap, and Albia comes off sides. And, well, I'll tell you what, Christian. You know, Coach wants this team to look really sharp going into the playoffs. They're not just looking for a scoreboard of results tonight. They're looking for us to get better and to improve and be playing our best.
That's right. And it's not just playing good on offense, defense, and special teams. It's also winning the penalty game. You don't want any penalties on you. That's a good sign of a good team is having no penalties.
Yep, the one of the most important games that's played on the field is the middle game. First down 10 for the Indians at their own 45-yard line. Here is a quarterback going to hand it off and will be brought down after a gain. A nice trickeration there offensively, Dan. That's going to go for another 6 yards into Albia territory.
Yeah, and I was, you know, prepping this, and I know T was looking as well, or I'm sure he's looking. Nathan Parrish, the running back, and on this roster they said 55, and I thought, oh, it must have been a typo. It must be number 5. No. It's 55 running the ball out there.
I don't see that very often.
No. Big, strong guy. He's doing a nice job. He's gotten several yards over the last few games.
Second down 4 here for the Indians. Here's another handoff running inside the 45, down inside the 40-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about 6 yards and another Indian first down. The Indians on the march here. Technology text line open and momentarily working after I dropped my phone earlier. Here's another handoff running for the first down. Gee, man, he's a big number 55. He is a load to break down, Big C.
He is a pretty big guy, and he has wheels for being that big.
6'2", 200 pounds, so he's really bringing it in there.
Oh, there we go.
And gets him a first down there. And, again, it's in there getting close to that red zone there. The Browns on the 29, so good first down again for Clark.
Well, Dave and Cody from sunny and warm Casa Grande, Arizona, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Here's a pitch. Sidesteps a defender, does get back to the line of scrimmage, was met in the backfield. And unfortunately, Albia wasn't able to catch him there, but they do hold him to no gain on the play, second down and 10. Let's run back to the Friday Night Live studio and get a quick scoring update.
All right, guys, Tharp Funeral Home brings us the Friday Night Lights big board. Sigourney Keota, the Cobras, up on West Marshall 14-0, and Iowa City has scored first against Pella Christian. It's Iowa City Regina 7, Pella Christian 0. We'll continue to keep you up to date. Our score here, Albia 6, Clark nothing. Let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Second down and long here. Indians roll back in a pass formation complete to the 20-yard line. 15 and brought out of bounds. Bear pushes him out of bounds. And Dan, with that Albia Brewing Company pizza.
Don't do that.
And you got that everywhere, buddy. Holy cow.
I'm shoving in a quick bite here.
The bite? He just had a pizza. And these are not small. You had half a pizza in that one bite, Stocker.
I'll be
brewing
again and helping us out. But, boy, nice pass play there right over the top of Hunter Weldon, who's right in front of the receiver. But the quarterback, Rich Wilkins, just lobbed that right over the top, and we got a first down for him. So Clark continues to move the ball and on the march. Hand it off to the fullback. Again, that's 55, Nathan Bear.
I'm worried about you. I think you're going to lose your breath here in a second.
Ooh, man, I'm lying. This rest is pizza.
Don't worry, guys. Nothing to worry about up here. We got the food taken care of, T. Second down, 10. Here's a flag that comes in. And not sure what the flag is. They're going to... Oh, sideline warning. And just sideline warning, 4:51 to go here, 6-0 Albia. The Indians on their first possession trying to answer Albia's score. But the Indians in the football at the 14-yard line. Impressive start here for Clark, Big C. Really impressive.
Hey, it's their last game of the year. They're going to go out there and put all they got.
Here's a handoff running. Fake the handoff, and the quarterback is brought down for a loss. Great job there, Bryce Leshin.
And as I say, it was a backwards pitch, so if Albia tried to get on that ball, but Clark alertly got on top of it because that would have been a live ball. It's basically a fumble when you're optioning that backwards. Andy. Brings up a long third down play now. Brings up about third and almost. Third and 11's a count, but it looks like third and about 18 here.
Sergeant Schultz and Zach on the attack. Eugen checking in. Hey, guys. Awesome. Glad you're listening in on this football Friday night. Miss calling their names out here. Here's a quarterback rolling to the flat and hit as he releases the football. Incomplete pass, and that is going to bring it fourth down and 21.
Brendan Bassett hitting the quarterback, and I was talking to his grandpa, one of his grandfathers this week, and he said he gets embarrassed that his grandson's mentioned so much. I said, well, if he doesn't make all those plays, you don't mention him. Yeah. But Brendan Bassett coming quick, and as his grandpa correctly stated too, there's a lot of guys out there making that play happen. Brendan just happens to be getting the credit there.
Well, it's not hard to call his name. He's wherever that football is, you can count on him being there. Here comes a field goal attempt. 4 minutes to go. The snap is down. The kick is blocked. It's on the ground, picked up by the holder. Or that was the kicker that picked it up in Albia. Defense rises to the occasion, and Big T, after that offense, marched the ball down the field. Clark had all the momentum, and, you know, in these kind of games, you do not want momentum to go the other way.
Absolutely not. You know, and that defense, they just pinned their ears back and just went after it, you know. And on that field goal try, we had Hunter and Blake Bayer on this end. And I think Hunter got to the ball, but, man, they were quick off that edge.
We've got scores coming in on the football Friday night. This is a first down play here for Albia. After this play, roll back to the Friday Night Light studio. One receiver far side of the field. I formation for Albia. Here's a handoff to Isley. Isley with a parting wall as that offensive line creates a gaping hole over this right side. Isley carries it all the way out to the 45-yard line. That'll be a first Iowa State Bank first down. And back to the Friday Night Lights big board we go.
All right, leaving you guys on live. Cedar Rapids Prairie scored first on Ottumwa. It's Prairie 6, the Bulldogs 0. Fairfield and Clear Creek Amana are tied at 7. Pleasantville up on Clarinda Academy 20-0. The Royals in baseball action lead the Blue Jays 2-0. And that is in the third inning. Wayne on top of Lamoni 36-0.
Oh, my gosh.
Back to you.
Blake Bear just jumped over a defender that was laying on the ground and then landed on him, literally ran over him.
I think that, and there's a flag out, and I wonder if it's going to be on Blake because his foot actually went right in the defender's helmet. And so it might be an unsportsmanlike type of call there, which wasn't intentional.
Bear had the first down. Had to jump over one defender and then another defender. They waved the flag off a wise call there. Abby's got the first down. First Iowa State Bank first down. Let's keep those scores going at the Friday Night Light Studio.
All right, guys, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home, Pella leads Sheraton 7-0. Carlisle on top of Oskaloosa 8-0. And that's going to wrap it up for all the scores we have at this hour. Let's get it back to you guys in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth. And it sounds like we need to get them out there to clean things up after Dan.
Oh, he's going to have. Yeah. These white jerseys of Clark are going to need some absolute cleaning, Dan, because they're getting pushed around. And Carter Isley just ran over four white jerseys and another first down carry. Albia with the football inside the 25-yard line. 3:24 to go here, opening quarter, 6-0 Blue Demons. Here is Bear handing off to Isley, right side, has some blocking out in front of him. Gets inside the 15 to 10 and brought down at the 6-yard line. And you talk about gaping holes to run through.
Well, how about the lead block by Brett Freshwater? Comes up and hits the guy and just knocks him to the ground, trucks him down, and then he goes look for a secondary defender to block. And then Carter Isley just reads it well. He's just doing a nice job of pacing himself and letting the blocks happen.
First down, goal to go. Isley, right side, 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, with his second touchdown of this first quarter. And Albia out in front, 12-0, 3:03 to go. And that is a Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Just amazing. Again, up front, the line is just doing a great job of controlling the point of contact there as the ball snapped. And then Carter, again, just sees that hole and just knifes and slices right through there. Whoops.
Well, you man alive. I'll tell you, you darn near.
Wrecked him.
What you
killed him?
Wrecked him.
I wanted to sit down, folks. Not that you care, but I sat down on a box of breadsticks almost.
I'm not eating those. I am not eating those. I don't care where they came from.
2-point conversion, no good.
The incomplete.
Trying to go for 2, Blake Bear pass.
I think the breadsticks were going for 2. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you are thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
All right, we want to thank Albia Brewing Company for providing food for both our press box and the staff up here at the Friday Night Light Studio. Fantastic pizza and apparently breadsticks as well. All right, after this quick timeout, the kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. The next kickoff brought to you by GP Insurance. Coming up right after this.
Tharp Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
Bassett with the kickoff. This one's going deep, taking at the inside the 10-yard line on the return, and brought down at the 25-yard line. Bryce Leshen, along with Tony Lesh and a Leshen sandwich right there at the 25. How about that, Big T?
You got a 4, 5, and 6 right there. I mean, he had Bulldog in there too, man. That was nice.
Isn't that a straight or something? If we were over in Clark or over in Olsula, that might be worth something. How about the way this offense is really pushing people around, Big T? They're really winning it up front, and Carter, as good as he is, here comes the punt, and it's nearly blocked. Weldon's going to come up, grab it at the 40-yard line, trying to get to the sideline. Gets a block in his way inside the 45 for the 40, and then pushes himself downfield inside the 40-yard line. Ran through a white jersey, but steps out of bound at the 38-yard line. And Christian, I liked the courage in which Hunter Weldon runs with the football. Most guys, and I'll tell you, it's a scary proposition to be back fielding a punt, but he caught that football running to catch it, and then he was a man on a mission.
We ain't got that speed. You got that track speed right there. You're always winning that chance to run the ball. It doesn't matter how many guys are in front of you. You're going to run through it, whether it's a brick wall or whatever it is.
12-0 Albia. Albia with the football in Clark territory. There's a flag on the play. 1:21 to go. 12-0 Albia. While they mark off the penalty, let's go back to the KIC studio. Jay Mill at the Friday Night Lights Big Board. Give us a scoring update.
All right, Tharp Funeral Home, Friday Night Lights Big Board. How about this one? Pella Christian trails only by 3 to Iowa City Regina. 10-7. Iowa City Regina up 10-7. Norwalk on top of Knoxville 7-0 in the second period. Also, Cedar Rapids Prairie extends their lead on Ottumwa 12-0. Fairfield and Clear Creek Amana are tied at 7. Sigur Nikiota now up on West Marshall at the half 14-0. And Pekin trails Winfield Mount Union 16-0 at the halftime break. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
5-yard penalty on the Blue Demons. Starts them 1st and 15. Carter Isley takes it off to the left side just off tackle. Picks up 3 yards.
1 minute to go here in this opening quarter, 12-0 Albia. And the Blue Demons are looking for a perfect season, only the second time in school history and the second time in 3 years. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive.
And a lot of these seniors were part of that team last 2 years ago. So
look at the hole there. Isley runs through, and he carries a couple of white jerseys downfield. It gets inside the 35, down close to the 24-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about 6, so 3rd down 6 here. 36 seconds and counting here. Number 36 on the carry. I say that 36 times.
I like that symmetry there.
Blanche Rowley, Grandma Blanche. Carter Isley's grandma texting in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Oh, great. Great picture of her at homecoming wearing Carter's jersey.
Here is Bear trying to get to the corner and hitting the backfield. Now he's dragging a guy downfield. He's going to be brought down for a loss, and that looked like
Cody Huber, not Justin Huber, wrapping up a calf there, a Big T. He was rodeo giddy up.
I wasn't quite sure. I thought maybe Blake saw there was number 24 out here. I thought maybe he's going to throw him the ball real quick, but that was a good play.
Yeah, nice job on the defense by Clark. Number 22, Josh Carroll on the tackle, just didn't bite on the fake on the bootleg and stayed right with his assignment.
Shout out to Ken and Missy Hollingsworth. Go Big Blue. And the Southern Iowa Technology text line, the Go Big Blue from the Oregonians listening in tonight. And Josh Lynette Majors listening in. And we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. One quarter in the book. Albia 12, Clark nothing. We'll be right back. We're going to go to the Friday Night Lights studio and get you a scoring update as these scores start to really roll in on this final night of the regular season.
Regular season is right, Jason. It's week number 9. Can you believe we've gone through 9 weeks already as Albia leads here, Clark 12-0, Albia number 1 in Class 2A in the state. Some other scores, PCM leads North Polk 7-0. That's in the second quarter. Norwalk leads Knoxville 7-0 in the second quarter. Carlisle on top of Oskaloosa 8-0 in the first quarter. Pella has extended their lead on the Chargers 16-0 in the first quarter. Again, Iowa City Regina on top of Pella Christian 10-7. And at Sigourney Kyoto, the halftime break 14-0. Columbus Junction leads Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 42-8. Wayne at the half 43, Lamoni 0. It's Iowa Valley 22, North Mahaska 7. That's also at the halftime break. At halftime, it's a scoreless game with BGM and Montezuma. The Bears 0, BGM 0. Again, that's at the halftime break. Mormon Trail, Melcher Dallas, Zippo Zippo. And Twin Cedars leads Harmony at halftime 44-0. Again, the Royals in Major League Baseball lead the Blue Jays 2-0. We'll continue to keep you up to date. From the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board, let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Well, on that fourth down play to begin this second quarter, Albia comes up short, incompletion, and Clark gets the football back. 12-0 Albia here. It's Clark Indians with the football. Hey, Jason, can you wish my wife, Marion Martinez, a happy 21st wedding anniversary from Ronnie Bradley and Carmen Martinez?
Well, I don't know if we can, Jason.
Let's think about that. If we get to it, well, wait a second. Let's just do it. Happy anniversary, 21 years. Congratulations. Beautiful, beautiful thing.
Clark has a procedure penalty on their first down play, so they'll go backwards 5 yards, start the possession over again at first and 15 with the ball on their own. Where are we at? 34-yard line. A little heavy fog setting on my windshield here, Jason.
It's on the outside.
It's just all that humidity.
It's the hardest game anyone will ever play, no matter what the outcome. Enjoy everything about tonight and get the win. Next time I'll see some Blue Demon football. We'll be in the state championship. Go Big Blue. I love you, 88. Griffin Osing checks in. Here's a pass across the middle, complete. And out to midfield, a big play there, T. This Indian offense has really, in spite of its challenges this season, has really shown us something here offensively.
They really have. You know, they came to play. You know, I mean, it's any given Friday. You know, anything can happen, and these guys came to play ball.
That's Big T on your Screen Tech Wireless 2 mic, courtesy of Dale over at Screen Tech.
The receiver, big 6'5", Gabe Crawford, 6'5", receiver, 220 pounds, so a nice target for Wilkins to throw to.
Here's another flag coming in. Lots of penalty flags here. Both teams a little out of
kilter. Season. Procedure again on Clark. They're coming out here, too, in a kind of a power eye formation, just trying to control that point of attack, but moved a little too soon.
Well, Dan, let's get back to this experience we keep telling people about and the really awesome benefit that's going to go on tomorrow night for Sarah Thomas. Her first day of work, back to work, after suffering through all this.
That's amazing.
Survivor, the survivability of an aneurysm like she had.
Defense hopped on a hard count there. Blake Lawless was coming, I think, on a blitz and just got a little antsy there, so he hopped across the line. So we'll give the 5 yards back.
But Sarah, a walking miracle, survived a brain aneurysm, and we're trying to help her along with the National American Healthcare Association and her great teammates and out there at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab are having a benefit auction tomorrow night at the Albia Country Club. 5 to 8, the spaghetti dinner is from 5 to 8 for a free will donation.
Yep, free will donation on the spaghetti,
and you'll have a chance to bid on some really awesome theme baskets stuffed with stuff you'll want to own. We'll talk about some of that stuff, including this unique opportunity. Here's a carry over the left side, and that's going to go for a loss on the play. It's going to bring up a second down and 11 after the one-yard loss. 10:48 to go here, first half. Albie out in front, 12 to nothing. The ball now at the 49-yard line of Clark. But tomorrow night,
yeah,
they're going to have in that auction, Dan, has some really cool baskets items. Night out on the town basket, a basket full of different types of wooden signs. They have three $100 tattoo certificates. So I know you've been thinking about getting
Julie's been asking some for one. So, yeah, that's high on the list.
So lots of these.
That's actually pretty cool, though. I mean, that's awesome.
Pass is incomplete here to the flat. Some car repair kits, some wine with the movies. That might, you know, we've spent a lot of nights up here in the Friday night booth, buddy. So, you know, I don't know if our wives really want us back, but that might be a way to get out of the doghouse.
Might not hurt.
And a whole basket full of gift certificates. And we've got one more thing we're going to tell you a little bit about. We might even open up the phone lines tonight to help raise some money.
Yeah. Bids early.
It's really a cool opportunity. Third, we believe so, but we're pretty biased. Here's a pass across the middle of the field, intercepted. Tony Leshin on the INT, the River Life Family Worship Center turnover. He's trying to take this INT and turn it into a TD. Leshin on the return, the 30, blocks across field, 20, 15, 10. He's off to the races. Touchdown, Albia. Tony Leshin. Wow. And I'll tell you what, that was some beautiful running. He took that INT and said, no. We're going to make this into a TD in that River Life Family Worship Center touchdown on the turnover. When you need a turnover in your life, join him at the River every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, at River Life Family Worship Center. And that INT turns into a TD. And how about that big T?
I tell you what,
career's all done here. He's just a junior, and that junior turned it into a touchdown, Albia. 19-0 Blue Demons. Clark on the kickoff return, stopped at the 15-yard line. Great open field tackle, and here's a handoff running straight ahead, all the way out across the 30-yard line. I'll tell you what, T. I don't know, but this offense here from Clark has been able to move the football on the ground.
You know, they use a close set. You know, and it's really quick to the line, and they just had a really good surge right there, and just the back just stayed right behind these blockers and got 10 yards.
How about the Christian? This defense all season long, they have given short fields, and they have helped the offense by scoring points themselves. This is a defense that'll shut people down, but they can score as well.
Yeah, many people take a look at the scoreboards and they see, wow, 55 points, 60 points. Well, half the credit has to go to that defense because they're getting them field position at the 30-yard line and scoring from there and the 40-yard line and making touchdowns with interceptions like we just saw out of Bryce Leshin.
You know, I want to give a big tip of the hat here, too, to the defensive coordinator, Chad Odafer. They're running hard up that middle, as T just talked about. And so what do? We slide. We got Josiah Harris, who's a DN. We slide him, and we go to a five-man down front. We bring Carter Isley up as a DN. We just stack that box up tight with some of the biggest, strongest guys you'd want. And that last play, no gain on it. Brendan Bassett's able to slip on the outside edge and get the tackle in the backfield because they can't surge. You know, we're matching up man for man up front. And that's an adjustment the defense makes, and Odafer does a nice job of doing that.
Well, Clark's going to call a timeout, 19-0 Albia. Dan, though, we want to give people a little heads up. Tomorrow night we keep talking about this really good. It's going to be a fun night at the Country Club. And the food out there is going to be absolutely delicious with the spaghetti. Kudos to Care Initiative, the hospice, for supplying the spaghetti. Hy-Vee for helping with the food and the Country Club with the facilities and the food that they're preparing out there. But in these silent auction items, we may start this one early tonight because sounded like fun.
Yeah.
We wanted to help out, and we thought this would be kind of a fun thing. And people ask us all the time, you know, what goes on behind the scenes, because they know we're having fun on a football Friday night. But we're going to give someone the opportunity to be a part of the KSC Friday Night Lights experience. If you're the highest bidder on this silent auction, you will receive some KIC gear, just like the sideline guys.
Yep.
You'll get a press pass, and then you'll get to join us here in the broadcast booth on the first round game in the playoffs. So a big game.
Yep.
On a big broadcast.
Next Wednesday night, 7 o'clock is the start of the game. We got pregame. You'll be a part of our pregame show. We'll get you in on that first half broadcast as well. And it's a chance for you to be right here with us and see how the sausage is made.
And Christian, if we send them down to the sidelines, they get it live and in 3D, buddy. And that happened, that play right there in front of you went incomplete. But What an experience it is to be down there on the sidelines roaming the field. It's pretty cool viewpoint.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool view. It is a pretty cool view. Looking, you can see everything from down here at the sidelines. But, yeah, the defense, they're playing great.
Third down, 11 Albia with the 19-0 lead. Clark with the football. Pressure. Quarterback under pressure. Gets away from the first guy, but he's going to be brought down from behind. That is
T-Black.
The Blackford. T-Black. I like that. That's a good one. We're going to keep that one. T-Black on the sack, and that is another sack, and that's going to be another sack of groceries courtesy of Hy-Vee, and it's going to bring it fourth down here. And, guys, I'm looking forward to a punt return for a touchdown.
Could happen.
You know, in the field, we've seen all be awful slippery. As fast as these guys are, it's hard for them to get their cleats planted and get a good some good leverage. So it'll take a lot of great blocking. Blake Barris deep to receive it, gets it at about the 32. Backpedals a step.
Oh, look, it's a huge block. Loses his feet. And what happened here? Boom, oh, my gosh. Brett Freshwater. And the young man is slow to get up, because he... Wow.
That's a ton of brick hits.
That is, and I feel sorry for that young man. Yeah. He was trying to make a play. It was a clean block by Freshwater, absolutely.
He was about ready to make a tackle on Bear, and so Freshwater got himself his head on the front side and got the block in to free him up, and then Bear must have slipped after that because they called him down almost immediately after that.
That was a vicious hit there. That was a vicious hit, Big T. And but that's what this team does. I mean, you're certainly feeling for that young man that's down on the field right now being attended to.
Yeah.
Looks like he's just going to get his air knocked out of him. But this team is just relentless in every phase in terms of the way they play, so physical.
They are tough, you know, and special teams is a little bit different, you know, because it is so fast and there's so many different angles. And, I mean, it's just you can get lit up before you even know what's going on.
Young man is sitting up, so it looks like he's going to be able to get up and walk off on his own accord. That's number 22, Josh Carroll, senior, 5'6", senior, 160 pounds. So that's what we like to see. We want to see him get up and get back in the game here in just a few plays. So that's a good job. He's going to walk off, not helped or assisted at all. So great job out of that young man.
That's a lot of courage to get up off that field, Christian. I remember one old Friday night, I don't think you knew which side of the field you were going to. You did a little circle and you walked the other way, but... To get it back off the field and then come back out later, a lot of courage.
Yeah, no, it takes a lot of guts out there, especially when you get hit like that. Man, that was a ton of brick hits right there. But, yeah, I remember my playoff game senior year. Yeah, I kind of don't remember.
Here's Isley running the football. Big hole straight across the middle of the field and out across the 50-yard line. A gain of 15 yards, 16 yards on first down. Another first Iowa State Bank first down. Albia into Clark territory. 19-0 Blue Demons. 7:43 to go here in this first half of football. Albia right back to the line of scrimmage. A little tempo to this offense. Here's Isley. Left side. Hit the line of scrimmage. Keeps his feet moving forward and will be brought down. No, he won't. He won't be brought down, but he'll be stopped after a gain of 3 yards. Let's get back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
Christian was injured, but his dad said, I got to broadcast. Leave me alone. No. All right, Pella leads the Chargers 30-0. Also, Iowa City Regina now up on Pella Christian 24-7. Pleasantville on Clarinda Academy 41-0. Here's one we'll keep an eye on. PCM leads North Polk 7-6. Let's go back live to you in the absolute broadcast booth.
Here is Kyle Sennett, slippery Kyle Sennett into the flat, and the quarterback delivers a bullet right on the money to Sennett, and he'll take it all the way inside the 30-yard line, down close to the 29-yard line. And that's a weapon, Dan, that, again, the number of places out he can go to get production.
Yeah, no, nice job. The offensive line gave Blake time to set his feet and throw, and we've seen that a lot where he's been given good time this year, just getting the timing down. Here's a little counterplay coming back. I think that's Michael Terrell.
Look at the run here by Terrell. Terrell on his way inside the 15. That's Sennett.
My windshield's clogged, so.
You need a defroster.
Yeah, I'm going to
over here. You can stand behind me.
Yeah. Go ahead and stand up, Jason.
Dan.
All right.
Can I have my height here?
So first down for the Blue Demons there in the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. Ball on the 15-yard line.
Albion knocking on the door here as we approach the 6.5 minute mark. 19-0 Blue Demons. Here is a handoff running with Isley. Left side has some running room to the 10. Fighting to the corner. Danny ran it straight at the middle. Hit that wall of white jersey and did a great job of keep bouncing it to the outside. Picks up about 5 yards, but there is a penalty flag in that defensive backfield.
Oh, it is. Yeah, deep in there. But again, a good job. Nice little stutter step out of Carter and slipped outside, like you said, Jason, and just about got that first down. Blake Bear was trailing the play. I think he was hoping maybe a little pitch back, which is smartly. Carter just hung on to the ball and kept driving.
Face mask on the Indians at after the mark off. Abby will have it first down. Well, wait a second. It'll be half the distance to goal line. So
should be an automatic, shouldn't it?
Well, if it's not a personal foul. It is a personal foul. It will be a first down for the Blue Demons. The ball at the 3-yard line. Albie with the goal to go, knocking on the door once again. The Blue Demons break center. Break the huddle. Under center, Bear. Bear hands it off to Freshwater. Freshwater ahead and will fight towards the goal line. He's going to come up about a yard or two short, and that's going to bring a third down or second down goal to go for Albie.
When Brett Freshwater has 4 touchdowns on the season, certainly trying to get his 5th one there. Carter Isley comes in and still leading the state in rushing touchdowns, and he's got a couple on the night as well.
Second down, goal to go. Bear hands it off to Isley. The whistle's a blow before the play, and the flag's going to come in. That's likely see it to be a procedural penalty, and it is.
Yep.
Boy, you know, it's understandable why you may struggle here mentally a little bit, see, but the coaches, you know, you didn't hear Coach Dayton talking about scoreboard. He heard him talking about, we just got to get better tonight, and we got to play our best. We do not want to backwards ourselves into the playoffs. We want to be springing our way forward.
That's right, and they say 10% of this game is physical, 90% of it is mental. So we just got to keep on winning the mental battle of this game.
Oh, I thought he was going to go yogi on us. It's 90% mental, and the other half is physical.
The other half of it is.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do a yogi, man.
Well, Albia on the carry, a loss on the play.
It's, player down on the first side there.
What's wrong with that young man? He's rolling around. I don't know. Something happened to the. They're going to get the come over and help the young man off the field, and he's going to come off, I think. I'm not sure what happened.
Uh-uh.
Did you see that, T?
I didn't see that at all over there.
That was really strange because next thing you know, he's laying down the field and then he's rolling around and then gets up and rolls around. And you think something's seriously wrong with him, and now he's over on the sideline standing to his coach, and there may be something wrong with him, but he seems to be on his own accord. Third down, goal to go for Albia. The ball at the 6-yard line. 5:14 to go. Here is a fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear. Bear being pursued. Going to pump fake it, trying to get to the corner, and will be wrestled down at about the 3-yard line.
Yeah, not really well covered. It's a short part of the field, so not a lot of open receivers. Blake had just a slight window to try to rush to the pylon there, but it just as he did it, the two linebackers and the DN were chasing him down and they were able to make the tackle. So, in this little red zone, Clark's doing a great job here of kind of keeping the Blue Demons on their toes and not necessarily as smooth as they'd like to be right now.
Well, here it is, goal to go for the Blue Demons. Albion 19, Clark nothing, a fourth down, goal to go from the 3-yard line. Bear under center. Hands it off to Isley. Isley right side, backs it in. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Funeral Home touchdown, and give the ball to Carter Isley, and that's how you get 6, Stalker.
Yeah, it takes the pressure right off there. Go back to what you know can do, and again, the line knows how they can get those blocks set and get that opening for Carter.
You know what 3 and 6 equals? Touchdown, Albia. And the Blue Demons take a 25-0 lead here, 4:55 to go. Thank you, Jason and KIC, for supporting our miracle, our survivor. Most important, my sister. Thanks a million, Angie Ford and family. Well, we are thrilled to help in any way we can, right. Sarah. And anybody who's a nurse or works in nursing, they're special people.
Right.
You know, I always call them their God's hands.
Yeah.
And so we'll do anything we can to help, and we're going to have some fun tomorrow night at the Albia Country Club, and we'll have more about that as we continue our conversation. But right now, the Blue Demons take a 25-0 lead. We're going to head back and take a break, and we'll come back here to Ironman Field. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
59 degrees, and welcome to a couple of brand new advertisers. Schofield Lawn Care, give Eric a call, 455-4811, 455-4811 for all your snow removal or lawn care. Schofield Lawn Care, as well as top-notch trading company of Albion on Highway 137 in the old bowling alley. All right, it's time for our GP Insurance kickoff. GP Insurance brings us our kickoff. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. Our GP Insurance kickoff is next.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Thunder Country, your exclusive home for Super Bowl 50.
Hi, your sports leader, KIC. Home of the Super Bowl, the World Series. And most importantly, Friday Night Lights. And a chance for you. Tomorrow night, and maybe later here in the broadcast, we'll open up the text line for a chance for a KIC Friday Night Lights experience. You'll join Dan and I up here in the broadcast booth and put you on some of that KIC gear and give you a headset and may turn the mic over to him for a few seconds, see what it's like to be next to you all night long. I think I dropped the Southern Iowa Technology text phone.
No joke.
And it's broken. It's not going to work. And Dan finds a way. This was like 15 minutes before kickoff. Here's a pass down the sidelines. Incomplete. And that's going to bring up third down and 10 here for the Indians back at their own 42. But, buddy, I don't know what you've done here, but you had this thing completely apart.
Yeah, I overhauled a little bit. We're just trying to cripple along, and it literally was cracked. And we tried to swap out a phone, the SIM card couldn't make that work. Finally, was able to get into the text messaging center of the Southern Iowa Tech's phone line, and you know, which is what you'd expect. Southern Iowa Tech would give us quality equipment that would last a very devastating crack that most screens wouldn't.
This
is not a shock to me, quite honestly. We could get it going. And we're crippling along, so keep sending those texts in.
Third down and 10. Here's a fade pattern to the sideline. Complete and no, incomplete. I'm sorry. Out of bounds. Yeah. And that will bring up fourth down and 10 here. But I'll tell you what, this Clark team, Christian, it shows it's got some fight. You know, a young team. And Clark, who has suffered here in the last several years, I know their coach is intent about getting this program going the right direction, but they show some signs of life here in their program.
Oh, yeah, no, you can definitely see that. Even from the get-go, when they were doing their first drive, I mean, they were running the ball right at the middle against a number one Albia team. So there's definitely get-go in this team. They definitely want to get improved, and they're a bunch of young kids over on the other side. They're going to be a good football team here in the next couple of years.
Here's the punt on fourth down. It goes out of bounds at about the 43-yard line, where Albion will come back out on the field offensively. 4:04 to go here, 25-0 Blue Demons. And, you know, Dan, Albion wants to get the win. They want to get an impressive win, and not necessarily all on the scoreboard. But one thing you do not want to have happen tonight is injuries.
Right.
And so you want to get out of this game as quickly as possible and get that running clock. You like the younger guys get some opportunities, but you want to get this game in the books.
And you got a chance to do all those things, and that's certainly the goal for this Blue Demon squad. Blake Bear drops back, pass play on first down, play scrambles, is flushed out of the pocket, pump fake goes on his own.
Oh, gets a block!
Nice block by Gannon Osing.
Gannon Osing with a tremendous block. Dan, that was huge. His big brother would be pretty proud of that effort.
Got Blake Bear another 15 yards on that play because of that block, because if without it, the corner would have tackled Blake Bear at about the 48, and instead Blake gets all, they marked him actually back a little bit, back to the 35. I actually thought it was closer to the 30, but he must have stepped out of bounds there. But nice job, Gannon Osing, to spring open that play on a busted pass play.
Ball right at the 35-yard line of Clark Albion with a 25-0 lead, 3:52 to go here first half. Bear rolling back. He's going to throw. Throws it across the middle of the field. Has an open receiver. Kyle Sinnott hangs on. Kyle Sinnott with some stick him on those old gloves. Big T, and he held on for a Blue Demon first down all the way to the 15-yard line into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone.
Beautiful, man. Kyle Sinnott saw the defender coming at him, and he still held on to that ball. That was great concentration right there.
But yeah, and you can see that from up here. He checked the defender to see where he was and then just was able to slide underneath. A great job because he knew the hit was coming.
First down and 10 for Albion. Carter Isley, left side, a hole to run through, and then push down from behind. Looked like a big hole, and then there's a flag that comes in late. I think that's going to be a late hit.
Yeah, Hunter McInnes kind of came into the pile at the last second. I wonder if he got pushed after the play was over.
3:22 to go. The flag on the field. Albion with the football, trying to score here, 25-0. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on that Tharp Funeral Home big board.
All right, it is week 9, and we're keeping an eye on district number 7. Albia is in, North Polk, PCM are in, but CMB and Centerville, both 2-3 in the district. Winner takes all. Wow. CMB is leading Centerville by 3, 13-10. If CMB wins, they're in. Centerville wins, they're in Class 2A District 7. Back to you guys.
We're rooting with Big Red. Come on, Centerville, you can do this.
Yep.
Improving football team. Here's Carter Isley inside the 5. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley. And Dan, that is touchdown number 3.
Nice job. Big hole there, gaping hole. He just drove right in there. Good job out of Carter. You know, just a huge hole. You know, you just can't say enough about the way that offensive line with Yarkoski, Osing, Szczynski, Trent Garver, and Hunter McInnes and Gannon Osing, the way they block up front is just amazing. And then Brett Freshwater leading the way as well.
That is a Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. 31-0 Albia. 3:11 to go here in this first half. Albia, and here's a directional snap running with the football. And in for 2 is a Brett Freshwater, that swinging gate. They lined everybody up over on this left side. A directional snap from the center who's about 15 yards away, and it goes in for the two-point conversion. Albia 33, Clark nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics. Albia leads 33-0, 2 points away from continuous clock on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights. It's time for our GP Insurance kickoff. GP Insurance brings us our kickoff. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all of your health insurance questions. The GP Insurance kickoff comes your way next.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
Thunder Country, your exclusive home for Super Bowl 50.
Super Bowl 15 and your chance of a lifetime.
You did say Super Bowl 50, right?
That's what I said.
I thought you said 15.
No, Dan, I just...
It was 1970?
Hey, no, you guys do not know. I have connection back to the future. Jeez, you guys are so slow. Seriously.
October 21st was 2 days ago.
I'm going back.
Jacob West on that last kickoff made a second tackle on the nice on special teams. So Westy did a nice job again getting there on some special teams action. First down play for Clark.
That experience I'm talking about here with the spend a broadcast next Wednesday night. First round of the playoffs right here in the broadcast. But here they pass across the middle of the field. Big number 7 with the completion. And then he's picked up and brought down. Tony Leshin and Blake Bear literally pick him up and put him down.
Just a big receiver again. So that makes an easy target And they, you know, they've got to stride for stride on the pass play, but they just can't quite get stepped in front of the pass itself. And again, the big target, Brandon Olin, a leading receiver at 6'2", is just able to catch him. But boy, he got three guys that just picked him up and set him down.
1:50 to go here, first half, 33-0 Albia. We got a lot to talk about here at the halftime break, including our Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half, and your Eagles Club impact player at your halftime show. Here's the quarterback being pursued. He's looking to throw downfield, throws it up for grabs. It's underthrown, and Tony Leshin right there and in his face, Dan. That's going to probably be face guarding.
He needed to turn around and to make a play for the ball instead of stood right in front of the receiver. And pretty easy call. It wasn't a hard push or anything, but just blocking the receiver's ability to go at the ball, and Tony wasn't going at it himself. So pass interference play will be the call, 15-yard penalty.
Well, Ludium is trying to pitch a shutout here, and 2 points shy of that running clock to start the second half. 33-0, Albia with the lead, 1:35 to go here. And texts are coming in, Dan, and my phone is getting goofied again. You're going to have to help me out, buddy.
Okay.
Now, if I hold my hand to the south and lick my finger and then rub the screen with my nose, does that work? Is that
how? Yes, okay. It does.
But you got a new watch.
Yeah.
What is that thing?
Oh. It's like, you know, it's better than your iPhone Fit.
But iPhone, you can actually see stuff.
Yeah, no, we had one of those. I just wanted the little bracelet kind, so I get little text messages on it.
Oh,
so.
It's cute, though. It really is. Yeah. Nice touch. Yeah. 33-0, Albia, 1:35, a penalty on the play, and it's a procedural penalty. Thanks, Big D.
To fit what you've got, do they make that in man's, or is that just girls only?
Don't encourage him, T. Do not encourage him.
Well, it's pink. What do you expect?
What's wrong with pink? You were wearing it last Friday night. I got you on that one.
Yeah, you got me.
First down, 15 for the Indians. Here's the quarterback, and he's going nowhere. Hello, Josiah Harris. Hello, Ryan Romanko. And hello, sack. All the way back to the 45-yard line. That is a loss of 10 yards on the sack. And that is the third sack of groceries that Hy-Vee is going to give away tomorrow morning. Every sack on this football Friday night at home will lead to a sack of groceries given away by Hy-Vee on Saturday morning. Speaking of Saturday morning, Coach's Corner going to be on, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. We're going to have cross country runners on, our coaches on. We're going to talk with the cross country team.
Great also, job out of two individuals qualified at the state qualifier yesterday. Jordan Winkie, who's just dominated all year long, had a fine run, and so she's up there. And Lee Curran, who's really gotten stronger as the year's come along, had to get in the top 15 to qualify in an individual. Finished in 13th place yesterday at 14 teams. So great job out of him to qualify. Something he's worked really hard as the season's gone along, and so I'm really proud of him and able that he got that qualified. So, yeah, we'll get a chance to talk to them. Christy Stringfellow's done a nice job. First-year coach, the Albia Blue Demon Lady D's cross-country team. A little bit of excitement also yesterday at the cross-country meet, if some of you might have seen the 6 o'clock news on any of the Des Moines stations, as a Davis County runner who does a fine job, Zach Hoagland, won the thing individually, but initially, or at least right now, has been disqualified because he helped the runner who fell down at the last 50 yards, helped him to finish across the line, and he wasn't finishing for placement or team points, wasn't even his own teammate. But the rules say you can't assist anybody else.
Here is another unassist, Brendan Bassett, with the sack all the way back to the 35-yard line. I'll tell you what, Christian, you know, he has been absolutely everywhere on the football field.
Where don't you see that guy? I mean, he's going everywhere. Quick, man, he hits so hard. But, yeah.
Not in the broadcast booth.
Yeah, not in the broadcast booth. No. Got me on that one.
30 seconds and counting here. Albia with a 33-0 lead. Third down and 28 yards. And how many miles is that, Dan? That's a long way.
Yeah. Can't even do the math. Substitution error. They broke the huddle, and then they sub players in and out. So Clark's going to get a substitution penalty there. Or actually going to call it a delay game, but I thought it was a sub penalty.
15 seconds to go here in the first half. Cindy's Beauty Hut, beautiful play of the first half coming up here in just a moment, along with your Eagles impact player. Cindy's celebrating 44 years, and the Eagles Club getting it done. They're making an impact in our community, and we'll get to the beautiful play of the first half and your impact player of this first half, courtesy of both Cindy's and the Eagles Club. 15 ticks left on that old clock here in this first half. 33-0 Albia. An INT for a touchdown by Tony Leshin, and a Here's a run over the left side. Gets by a defender. Stays on his feet. He gets 10 yards on that carry, but that likely will be the last play of this first half. But Carter Isley with three rushing touchdowns in this first half. And the Blue Demons have a 33-0 lead. 5 seconds to go, and Albie calls timeout. It'll bring it fourth down, and Albie's going to, I think, make them punt here. How many timeouts? Albie out of timeouts, see?
It looks like there's 0-0 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they used a lot of them here in this first half here. So it's, I think it's just both teams feeling it's a little more sloppy than like Coach State. And again, it's not about the score. It's about just playing at a clean pace and not having that phones doing magical things for Jason. No?
If you're Clark, would you go for this?
Yeah, you just run the ball. Although the ball goes over on downs, if there's still clock, the clock stops.
Yeah, but there's 5 seconds.
Good point. That's what I'm saying. The clock could stop unless they run out the clock. The clock would stop.
I'm not sure if you even know what you're saying there.
I don't. I really don't. Oh, look at that. What in the world? No, that's not fair. My wife sends me a picture.
You're sitting there. You're watching me eat all night long, and she sends you food? That doesn't seem right.
Well, enjoy your meal, honey. Here's a handoff over the left side, and this will be the, what, 2 seconds? I don't know which side of the
change of possession, so Jeez. Blue Demons will come out.
Is that the tenth? There's a 2/10 of a second left?
No, 2 seconds.
Yeah, the clock went weird, though.
It went weird.
Uh-huh. It did go weird.
I wonder if it's 2/10. Regardless, one play for the Blue Demons with whatever time. And halftime here at 33-0 is our score.
Yeah, I think, do you remember when Jimmy was connecting the wires? Maybe he was supposed to, the flux capacitor, wasn't and he got the red line to the turquoise.
Blue Demons are under 10 seconds now trying to get a play, and Kyle Sennett was not in the formation. Now he's coming out quickly. 3-2-1, delay a game.
And that will be delay a game on Albia, although the 5 yards probably won't matter much. This
actually be better. Get the play set.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Jimmy's not here, by the way, tonight, as you mentioned. And he could be in the scoreboard rewiring things in there, maybe.
Well, he got electrocuted, T. I mean, thank goodness you came on the scene to save him that night.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with him.
Bear rolls back, throws the ball, and incomplete. Tried to hit his tight end, Gannon Osing, and that will be your final play of this first half. We will run back to the Friday Night Live studio where Jay Mill will give us the scoring updates, and then we'll come back here with your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half, celebrating 44 years in business here in Albia, and the Eagles Club impact player of this first half right here on your Sports Leader KIC. Back to the Tharp Funeral Home, big board we go. Jay Mill, give us those scoring updates.
All right, a lot of plays to choose from for Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half, and Albia Eagles impact player of the first half. Lots to choose from there. We'll find out what the guys select here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's get you caught up on all the scores. We have a lot of games already in the fourth quarter. Several games at the half. Let's run down them all right now. Albia 33, Clark 0. Now at the halftime break, the Blue Demons, number one in Class 2A, 33, Clark 0. It's Pella rolling on Sheraton, 57-0. That game at Pella. Again, the Little Dutch on top of the Chargers, 57-0 in the second quarter, late in the second quarter. Columbus Junction, 55. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 14 at the half. And Wayne already in the fourth quarter up on Lamoni, 58-6. Again, Wayne already securing a playoff spot, 2 seed in Class 8. Wayne, 58. Lamoni, 6. You can hear that game on KIIC.4. North Mahaska trails Iowa Valley 22-7. This game also in the fourth quarter. And you can hear that game on KIIC.5 with Wendell Campbell. KIIC.6 has Sigourney Kyoto West Marshall, where it's Sigourney Kyoto 20, West Marshall nothing in the third quarter. You can hear Amos Greiner on KIIC.6 on our smartphone app, Thunderbolt, or on the website KIICradio.com. Well, this one's close. Carlisle and Oskaloosa tied at 8 apiece in the second quarter. It's Carlisle 8, Oskaloosa 8, and that is in Oskaloosa. CMB 13, Centerville 10. CMB wins. They're in the playoffs. Lose, they're out. Centerville wins, they're in the playoffs. Lose, they're out. We'll keep an eye on this one. CMB 13, Centerville 10, third quarter for that game. Moravia looking for an unblemished record. Currently leads Seymour at the halftime break, 53-6. Moravia looking to go 9-0 as they lead 53-6 over Seymour. At the halftime break is our last score on that one. Also at the halftime break, it's BGM of Brooklyn and Montezuma knotted at zero. GMG of Garwin and Colfax Mingo in the first quarter were tied at nothing. And it was Mormon Trail 62, Melcher Dallas nothing at last report. Iowa City Regina leads Pella Christian. Pella Christian trying to keep this one close. It's Iowa City Regina 24-14 over Pella Christian. That one is in the second quarter. Norwalk leads Knoxville 21-0. Sheraton, win or lose, they're in the playoffs. Knoxville playing Norwalk. They win, they can get in. They lose, they're out because of their loss to Sheraton earlier, even though they have equal records. So all eyes on Norwalk and Knoxville, Sheraton and Pella. Norwalk again leads Knoxville 21-0. PCM at the halftime break trails North Polk at last report. This was at halftime 12-7. Again, North Polk up on PCM 12-7. All right, producer's telling me we've got an update here on CMB and Centerville. Looks like CMB has scored, and they now lead Centerville in the third quarter, 20-10. CMB needs to win this one if they're in. Again, Centerville needs to win if they're in. CMB 20, Centerville 10. Thank you, Scotty, for that update. Keokuk at the halftime break leads Davis County 27-0, and it's Twin Cedars 44, Harmony nothing. Cardinal trails Van Buren 14-0 in the third quarter, and it's Pleasantville 48, Clarinda Academy 0 in the third quarter. Clear Creek Amana 28, Fairfield 14. This one's been a back-and-forth close one, but it looks like Clear Creek Amana at the halftime break is starting to distance themselves from the Trojans. It's 28-14 over Fairfield. Ottumwa looking for a win tonight against Cedar Rapids Prairie. Cedar Rapids Prairie leads this one in the second quarter, 18-0. It's Indianola at the halftime break on top of Marshalltown, 31-0. Pekin coming back and making this one interesting. A couple of 6-0 teams in the district. Pekin trails Winfield Mount Union only by 4. This one's in the fourth quarter. Keep an eye on this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's Winfield Mount Union, 6-0, 16. Pekin, 6-0, 12. They're playing for bragging rights as well as seeding in Class A. And it's Danville 20, Waco, Wayland 0 at the halftime break. A little baseball score here for you in the bottom of the fifth. It's Royals 2, Blue Jays 1. This one's close. Separated by 1 point, Royals at Coppin Stadium 2, the Blue Jays 1. Bottom of the fifth. We'll keep you up to date on that one as well. Well, we had pizza boxes delivered to us from Albia Brewing Company earlier tonight, and that was fantastic. We went with we've been getting the ultimate. I think we went with the Brew House this time, and it was absolutely fantastic. I don't know what the press box got, but I can tell you they're delivering pizza boxes tonight in Boone at the Iowa High School Athletic Association, where all of the seedings, all of the playoff picture for next Wednesday night's first round of the playoffs will be decided tonight before they go to sleep. Sometime around 1, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, we'll find out where all these teams are going, who they're playing, and if we know before we leave the air at midnight, we'll let you know that right here on Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights. And we'll get back to Ironman Field and the Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half, and the Albia Eagles Club Impact player of the first half when we come back. Nice to have you along. If you're at another game on your headset or you've got a bonfire going tonight, good to have you right here on Thunder Country KIIC. Back after this.
Hey, football fans, join your friends at the White Buffalo Lounge after the game and during them too with fresh and meaty jumbo chicken wings brushed with your favorite sauce. Ice down buckets of beer and delicious pizza made from scratch. That's the White Buffalo Lounge for hot wings, buckets of beer, hot pizza, and good times.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs, from your home to your office. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. That's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning. We are proud to sponsor Albia Athletics.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
The last thing you'd expect from a fast food place has arrived. Hardee's is introducing the All-Natural Burger, a grass-fed, free-range beef patty with no added hormones, no steroids, and no antibiotics. Fast food will never be the same.
I just want to break the rules.
The All-Natural Burger. Only, and we mean only, at Hardee's. All natural attributes refer to beef patty. First all natural patty among major fast food chains for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Don't forget to head to the White Buffalo after the game, or right now for that matter. $5 off any 7-bottle bucket of beer. That's right. $5 off any 7-bottle bucket of beer. And also, if you buy 20 wings, get 5 free. That's good until 11 o'clock tonight. So buy 20 wings, get 5 free. And that is at the White Buffalo. They are sponsoring our Thunderbolt app, where you can get the scores live. As we get them here, you'll get them on your Thunderbolt app. Just download Thunderbolt from your favorite free app store, iTunes or Google Play. And it is, again, free. And put a space between Thunder and Bolt. It's much easier to find. Back right after this.
Call Schofield Lawn for all your yard maintenance needs this fall, from that tree that needs trimming to the leaves that need begged. Eric does it all. He's also taking names for snow removal this winter, so call today at 641-455-4811 to get your appointment for fall yard work or winter snow removal.
Ready to devour your to-do list and not your savings? Then the John Deere Gear Up for Fall sales event is a great time to buy. Get 0% financing for 60 months on tractors from 23 to 155 horsepower. With implement bonuses or cash discounts, you'll save plenty on equipment that'll help you get it done. Drop by and save big today. Offer ends October 30, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Sinclair Tractor, fall means savings at their Gear Up for Fall sales event. Visit them at SinclairTractor.com.
Check out these savings at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on always fresh cut and 100% natural USDA select boneless tenderized Angus beef round steaks, just $3.69 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice family packs of pork chops, just $1.99 per pound. Halloween snack size candy bars are just $2.99. Those prices good through Halloween. And bottles or cans of Bush and Bush Light in 18 packs are just $12.99 plus deposit. Shop and save at Jim and Charlie's.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour.
Now back to the skipper and his little buddy in the booth, plus Ginger and Marianne on the sidelines. It's our Gilligan's Island Friday Night Lights crew.
Ah, we've lost Ginger and Marianne, the lights.
And then they help coach them. They help get them where they're supposed to be and do the right thing. And I can't say enough about our senior class. They're just a really great bunch of young people. And we have leadership classes, so the last several years we've had really good senior leaders. And it's a tradition that we want to maintain, because you have to have good senior leaders to have a good football team.
All right, Coach. Well, it looks like the team's ready to take the field. So,
and Albia back.
All right, that was Coach Dayton.
That is Christian on the wireless. Mike Kersey of Screen Tech and your Golf and Nash Napa store here in Albia for your trusted service and parts that you find at your only at your local Napa store with that Napa know-how. Your Napa know-how coaches interview here at the halftime break. Let's get to the opening kickoff of the second half. Brendan Bass is going to kick things off for Albia. KISC is a game night staple at our house. Go Bear, Lawless, and the whole Blue Demon team. But please give our Mohawk scoring updates from the Beatties in Moravia. We'll get you that Mohawk scoring update after this kickoff. Here's the kickoff. Return from the 15-yard line out across the 20 and breaks free from a defender as he slid past Bryce Leshen. That don't happen very often.
Nope.
And gets out to the 35-yard line where the Blue Demons defense will come out here to start things in the second half.
good return there by Gable, number 34, Gable Reese. And, again, Hunter Weldon, Landon Hermson, and looked like Tony Leshen in there making the stop. So, guys, kind of converging, but just hard to get the footing. They can't go as fast as they'd like. It's just wet enough out there, which was much-needed moisture, not only for this the fields, the grasses, but also the farmers out there. A lot of the beans, I know, are drying up too fast, so they're a nice chance to get a little moisture on them. First little play, handoff right up the middle of the fullback, number 32, the freshman, Garrett Moore. Picks up a couple yards. Bassett on the tackle along with Blackford and Lawless.
Well, T, buddy, this defense, it wants to pitch a shutout here. You want to, as we've said all night long, you want to be sprinting into the playoffs. And I know these guys, they want to get some of these starters out and get these reserves a chance to come in and get some minutes as well.
Absolutely. I think they probably talked a little bit about that at halftime.
Second down play here. Here's a pass, and up in the air goes Josiah Harris, and he knocks it down. Dan, you talk about coming out of your stance in a hurry, buddy. Yeah. He shot out of there like that cannon in the north end.
So. That's not easy to do. You're going against the offensive tackle, and so you're getting a lot of body and pushing on it. He jumps up. It actually hit him about in the chest, you know, maybe the bottom of the face mask. I've pulled up the old KIC Thunderbolt app because I love that thing and get my scoring updates. The last update I have was Moravia Seymour was knotted at 0-0 in the first quarter.
Wow.
So I know it's later. I know it's later in the game than that, but that's the latest updates we got. Well, we'll keep bringing those to you. Keep listening here. The Beatty family and all the Mohawk fans.
Glad to have all of you along on this football Friday night.
Interception by Bryce Leshen.
Oh, Bryce Leshen on the return to the 20, 15 down the sidelines. INT TD Albia. Bryce Leshen trying to match his cousin Tony Leshen, and he gets a little assist from his cousin with a block and in for the touchdown. That River Life Family Worship Center turnover into another touchdown, and this defense once again, Dan Albia can score, and somebody, thank you.
And on the offense, the sidelines and the bench players, Rich Wilkins actually came out on the pass play and just underthrew the receiver out in like a little corner route. Bryce Leshen was right there, jumped up in front of it, picked it off, and then just had an open field. Picked up a couple blocks, as you did mention, and got the pick six. You did mention that, and got that part right. Alvy's going for the 1-point PAT, so go back to traditional. Up freshwater, they're just up center. He center stepped, and he's right at the goal line, but it's no signal yet. Brett Freshwater, though, had a huge hole up the middle. All the defenders followed Carter Isley to the left. He looked like he fell across that goal line, but the officials are going to say it's just short. Trying to get Brett Freshwater's next one. Hey, I got a picture here of this. We get a lot of bonfire pictures, but in the old neighborhood there, we've got, you know, Dave Wynn and his brother Jim and Matt Foster and Billy Casewold. And I'm trying to think of the initials. Daryl Schofield. I can tell some of these initials. They're playing their own little games there. They're having some fun with it there. And it looks like Foster and Casewold are actually winning the game right now. So we'll see who can win the second half here.
Here's a handoff running it in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Brett Freshwater in for the Blue Demon touchdown. And the Blue Demons score once again. And there goes that cannon. And I'm going to miss that cannon because it won't be back.
It gets retired, or silenced, I should say, starting for playoffs. Wow. We do have a special, though, for folks. You're listening here, or if you're planning on coming next week to the playoff game. We always like to do things. The last several years, Coach Staten likes to do things that are within the boundaries of the High School Athletic Association rules. A few years ago, we started stenciling the end zones. We've got the big, beautiful Albia painted and doing that all season long here. We got a new special coming up this year for the playoff game, so you want to pay attention and see that on Wednesday.
Albie's extra point coming, and there's the flags.
So, but yeah, we can't do inflatable helmets and cannons and train whistles and we always try to dress it up just a little bit, so the field's going to get a little special look to it come Wednesday and all playoff games.
46-0 Albie, 6:56 a running clock here in this third quarter. Dan, pretty impressive when you think about it. Every game this entire season has been a running clock in only one game. The first game ended with Albia not having the continuous running clock.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is. And a Clark team, too, that hasn't been ran on all the time. You know, they've been in a lot of these games, just come up short. So it's a big win there, or a big gap here.
The extra point's good, 47-0 Albia. But let's run back to that Friday Night Light big board. Jay Mill manning the Tharp Funeral Home big board. Give us those scoring updates.
Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board high atop the Albia Square. The historic Albia Square. We've got some finals, gentlemen. Wayne wins over Lamoni 64-6. That's a final. Also, Moravia in their unblemished season. They beat Seymour tonight 89-6. It's Mormon Trail 72-0 in a final over Melcher Dallas. Pekin gets beat tonight by Winfield Mount Union. Winfield Mount Union remains unbeaten in that district. Pekin with only one loss in that district, but it's Winfield Mount Union 16, Pekin 12. Danville in a win over Waco Wayland 47-14, and Pella leads Sheraton at the half 57-6. Also, another one that we'll update real quick. Oskaloosa trails Carlisle 22-8. Earlier, this score was tied 8-8. If Oskaloosa was to win this game, they would knock Sheraton out of the playoff picture as well. CMB leads Centerville, but this one's a little bit close. 20-13, CMB over Centerville. It is now time for our GP Insurance kickoff, brought to you by GP Insurance. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call. Let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. GP Insurance brings us our kickoff. Let's go back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Your return out to the 30-yard line, where Albia's defense will come back on the field. 47-0 Albia, 6:38 to go here. Third quarter running clock. And Tia, I think Albia's starting to sprint its way into those playoffs.
Looks a little different than the first half, for sure.
did the fans get the powder off, T?
Noah's covered. Noah looks Noah's white. His hair is white.
It's a pretty cool thing. Scotty Cadell texting in. He says, give a shout-out to Jimmy and Big T. Go Big Blue all the way to the dome. And he's got a third-quarter score of South Tama over Applington's Parkersburg, 23-10. Dan, we'll talk more about playoff scenarios as we get along here. And this ride's coming along pretty quick. Running clock here, 5:45 to go. And we were going to try to get some text for donations to see who would like to be a part of this Cassie broadcast on Wednesday night. We'll be here. Like for you to join us here and help raise some money for here's a fumble on the play. It's recovered.
Trent Garver just came in to play defense for Gannon Osing at the DN position, and he recovers the fumble on the high snap. And so gets his name in a book right there. Trent Garver with the fumble recovery.
Christian, the old number 63, it means something to this program, and not because it was your number, but because the number is pretty special. And why is that?
That was Coach Staten's number. Coach Staten's number. There we go. I can't talk down here.
I got them all
too many
choked
pizzas.
I got all choked up there.
47-0 Albia, running clock here. Bear will come and go under center. I formation. Here is a counter reverse. The ball's on the field, and it'll go back to the Indians. Just miscommunication there on the handoff, Dan.
Yeah, I think it was that 47 counter tray there where Kyle Sennett was coming through, and they just couldn't. Kyle cut it up a little bit more than where Blake was, and they just mishandled that. It dropped straight down, and the defender for Clark just fell on the ball. So just like that, Clark gets it back, first and 10 from their own 30.
You know, Dan, I felt this presence.
Yeah.
And it was a weird feeling. The Pope is in the broadcast booth. Yeah. The Jordan Pope. Scared to death.
The debater from Simpson College.
Here's the quarterback. He's going to keep it, run straight ahead, and will be brought down. Oh, my. That was a looked like a rugby scrum there, Christian. Everybody was sitting around that quarterback, and he was going nowhere.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. It was rugby where the guy has the ball right there in the back, and the two lines are coming in at each other, and really can't do anything but just run, and he didn't have nowhere to go.
3:30 and counting here in the third quarter. Running clock, 47-0 Albia. Final game of this regular season, and T, you think about this. Second time in 3 years, an undefeated regular season for Albia football. That is some pretty impressive stuff.
Pretty special. And these guys, these seniors, were fortunate enough to be part of that that first team too.
Who was yelling the ball?
You know, the other thing regarding these seniors, you know, we've kind of debated back and forth, but I think the numbers are fairly solid. Since their fifth grade year so far, they've only lost six games.
Yeah,
six games, and they've won, I think it's somewhere around 54 or 55 games now. Fifth grade's the first year they start playing tackle football. This senior group, all they've known is the Coach Staten playbook and the philosophy that we started. All of us are down there helping on the east side, and these guys have really bought in, and that's just what they know, and they know how to be brothers because that's what they've started with, and it's pretty impressive, and it's not like they there's no cockiness or air about them. They just want to go out and play their best.
Albion on the Raider defense, and here comes some pressure. The quarterback gets rid of it, throws it up for grabs. Well covered out there. The safety coming over to help as Tony Lesh and stride for stride, and there's Bear, and we're going to flag. I'm not sure. That came really late, so we'll see. That may be a penalty on Albia.
But it looked like, I mean, we weren't close to the receiver at all. We were just jumping up. We almost kind of hit ourselves a little bit. I'm not really sure where
it came way late.
Yeah, that's where the...
Wow.
I called on Clark, and I didn't even see that. I'm not sure at all.
I think there was a little bit of
extra
John over on the far side over there.
Okay.
Oh.
But be against the Indians, so it's
well, our guys came across like there was nothing going on. They just kept on walking. I'm thinking, well, did they say something?
Right.
And what could you say when you're talking to each other coming across? Didn't look like a. But anyway, it's going to be fourth down here in 25. 2:12 to go. 47-0. Albion with the lead, and Clark, after that big mark off, they're going to be kicking right out of their own end zone.
Yeah, looks like maybe a short field again for Albion to start this drive.
We've had two INTs for a touchdown, five rushing touchdowns. Let's get a special teams touchdown right here.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Standing back deep. Here comes the punt, nearly blocked, maybe got a piece of it. And coming up with the return, trying to get down the sideline is Tony Leshen. Leshen down the sidelines, and he's going to go in for the touchdown.
Flag.
I mean, there is an elimination of the white jerseys. And
penalty flag way back at the 50. Also another one up there at around the 20-yard line.
Well, you know, there was the penalty flags on the field, but Christian, my goodness, there was nobody over here. Albion literally eliminated every white jersey on the field.
Yeah, we really didn't need the penalties. We just had a tunnel. No one even really needed the block on the far side because Tony Leshen, he just had looked like a tunnel just going right to the end zone. Just had to walk through it.
Well, he could have walked through that one, Dan, but there's two yellow flags on the field, and those are probably going to be on.
Yeah, blocking the back is the first signal, and then action on sportsmanlike conduct on Clark as well.
They have to do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah.
One more time, Tony Lesh. Tony Lesh with the INT for a touchdown. His cousin Bryce with an INT for a touchdown. And in both those touchdown by those INTs, the cousin helped the cousin block his way into the end zone.
Yeah, that was cool. Definitely a connection there. That was neat.
So I think what you're seeing here is just a little frustration coming out on the Osceola side, and that's unfortunate for them. They're playing a solid game. It's just, they're going against a team that's a pretty dominant team this year.
I got some frustration with this silly phone.
Yeah, the phone is going to be smashed. We're going to see how many pieces Samsung.
You can do a contest.
What is it, a note? What do you got there?
This is like a half a notebook. Yeah. This is a Galaxy Mega, and I mean, it takes two hands to hold it up.
Well, yours.
Well, that was 3D. Where's Jimmy at, T?
He's preparing for something. We're doing something kind of cool up at Summer's Car Credit tomorrow night. We're having like a little rock concert on the on the lot. Yeah, we're having three bands, and starts at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and my son's band's in there and a couple other bands from around the area, so it should be cool.
Well, that is pretty darn cool.
So they're going to mark the 10-yard penalty from the block in the back and then march it back 15 yards for the unsportsmanlike conduct. Puts the ball at the Clark 42-yard line. The official, he's walking away, he kicks the ball.
Yeah, he did. Sideways.
And pulls the ball. So, a little unconventional, but that's the way it'll be marked off. Who'd even start at the Clark 42?
140 and counting here. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Joe Barry. Joe Barry met as he gets inside the 40-yard line. Albion now with those substitutes in, Dan, and very wise, and we were hoping for this not to do anything to rub in Clark's face, but to get our starters out.
Right.
Get them the reps. They need their reps.
Right.
Then get some fresh bodies in there.
Cade Crawl going under center, or quarterback. And Casey Zinski still is the center. Gunnar Maupin in there. Now Tyler Beard will come in receiver. Also Michael Terrell, Joe Barry, as you mentioned. Luke Sinclair is the fullback. Jacob West as a tackle. Looks like Brian Raske is one of the guards. See Lane Pierce coming in at tackle.
Here comes the handoff, running straight ahead. That Luke. Is a Luke Sinclair.
Oh, oh.
Luke is on his way inside the 25-yard line, and what a hole he had to run through there, and what a great job of lowering those shoulders to Big T, and he fought his way downfield and shows he belongs on the football field as well.
You know what I love about that is that Luke Sinclair ran exactly like Carter Isley runs, exactly like Brett Freshwater runs. You can't just bring him down one-on-one. I mean, you got to have two or three guys to bring you down.
Tyler Pyle checking in at the wide receiver spot, the senior. So getting some touches or plays in here.
Albia with a 47-0 lead here. 24 seconds and counting in this running clock third quarter. Crawl under center. Fakes the handoff, rolls to the left side of a bootleg, and gets tripped up by the wet surface. Boy, it's a little slippery, more slippery than I thought. Maybe sometimes after the field dries up and gets a little hard, that little bit of rain can make things a little slippery out there.
I think John Gualtieri coming in there as right now. Casey Zinski is going to get a rest now, so I think Tyler Dyson probably is coming at center, I would imagine.
And that is your third quarter in the books. Four fingers held high. Albia trying to finish the job and finish a perfect season, and we'll have your final quarter of this regular season when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC. Now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
Top-notch trading company of Albia on Highway 137 in the old bowling alley is open for business. Stop and check out their store. They carry a little of everything: hunting, fishing, and trapping merchandise, sports memorabilia, and household items. You need it, they just might have it. Call Schofield Lawn for all your yard maintenance needs this fall, from that tree that needs trimming to the leaves that need begged. Eric does it all. He's also taking names for snow removal this winter, so call today at 641-455-4811 to get your appointment for fall yard work or winter snow removal.
This is TV 13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Murphy just said Thunder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
No, Thunder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is Southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Coup d'Etat down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
Kate Crawl, he says, I want to be the show. And he fakes the pass and rolls to the right side, skinnies his way inside the 5-yard line. How about that little display of speed and athleticism there, Big T?
Wow. That was pretty cool, man. I mean, he hit that corner. It was just like he had another gear. I mean, that was fast.
Yeah, that's your sophomore backup quarterback right there doing a great job. And again, the receivers were well covered, so he made the right call, just tucked the ball and run, and got it down all the way to the 2-yard line, short two. So looking to get up another score here for the Blue Demons. 47-0 is the score. 11:20 left in the contest.
Albion knock, knock, knocking on the door on this football Friday night. Power eye formation. Here is a fake handoff rolling back. Oh. And this time, Cade is going to be brought down.
Ooh, there's pressure coming up quick.
That looked a lot like Craig Reese attacking those cookies today, Christian.
Oh, yeah. Me and him, I think we tag teamed that thing down.
I love you, Craig.
Me and Lucas.
Oh, Lucas, Craig. He's not fair, isn't it? But congratulations, Patty Self from Summers Insurance on her retirement. Craig Reese there to help celebrate. A lot of people stopping by, and thanks to all that stopped by to wish Patty well. Yeah. We'll wish her well.
She
gets to enjoy retirement. Here's a fumble on the play, and Crawl's going to come up with it.
Again, you talk about those conditions. This is a little moist out there, and the ball's a little slippery, and Cade's not been in there, and so not had as many touches as the starters do, and so it's just a little inexperience, but that's why he's out there to get some of that.
We want you to have an experience
yes.
Tomorrow night at the Abbey Country Club, raising money to help Sarah Thomas, the miracle girl. At the Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, had an aneurysm, survived that. Not many do.
No.
Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at the Albi Country Club. At 8 o'clock, they're going to have a free will supper and spaghetti on the menu.
Joe Barry with the carry there. Say that three times fast, Joe Barry and the carry.
Hey, I wonder if Mike's got that car all ready to go. Perfect 9-0.
Yeah. We haven't heard from him.
No, I have. Well,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. The text line is open, but I don't know if I can't read it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. 9:33 to go. Alfie's going to try a field goal here, Big T.
Yep, they're going to have to get going here. 4 seconds.
Here comes the snap, the kick, and it flags.
Good delay of game.
Well, this is really wise here, Christian. Alfie does not need to score any more points, but they do need opportunities to work on all aspects of their game. And here's a chance to work on field goals. And, you know, it. I think it wasn't last year at Williamsburg that we kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That those become very, very important.
Is this our first field goal of the year? I think so.
Have not kicked one all year long. Mm-hmm. Just PATs.
Here, Dan, will you hold your hand to the right and the other hand to the south? I'm going to try to get that mic in. There we go. All right, got it?
Yeah.
All right. I got that plate in my head. Here comes the field goal attempt by Bassett. This one going to come from 27 yards out.
He's just encroached by the defense.
Oh, well, the kicker's going, come on. Give me 5 yards. You know, they want. You know, T, that the kicker's saying, I want to show off my leg here. Let's take this back another five.
Well, I know Bassett was out there just going, I'll kick it from here. That's fine.
Just keep it right here.
Just right here.
Yeah. I'm good.
Running clock here, 9:06 to go. And the clock continues to run after the get the ball set. Even on a penalty. Here comes the field goal attempt from 21 yards out. This one's on its way. It's certainly high enough. It's certainly long enough. It's Wilco Locomotive good enough, and Albia has went across the half-century mark. The Blue Demons score, and we've got to get to some scores at the Friday Night Lights studio. 50-0 Albia. Jay Mill, give us some scoring updates.
All right, guys, the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. We've got a lot of games going final here as Eddieville Blakesburg loses their final game of the season 68-22 to Columbus Junction. Wayne wins tonight 64-6. Iowa Valley in a final over North Mahaska 28-15. It was Moravia unblemished on the season 89-6 over Seymour. Sigourney Keota looks like they may secure that second place finish in their district in Class 1A. They win tonight, blanking West Marshall 26-0. Some other scores in class, in eight-man football, Mormon Trail 72, Melcher Dallas 0. It was Cardinal getting thumped by Van Buren 36-0, and Pekin in a loss to Winfield Mount Union 16-12. Danville in a win over Waco of Wayland in Class A 47-14, and Central Lee with a victory over Highland tonight 51-8. Pella leads Sheraton 57-13. It's Carlisle now over Oskaloosa in the fourth quarter 29-8. They lose. There's no chance for them to get in the playoffs in 3A. That should secure Sheraton with a playoff berth. We'll talk about that coming up in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Norwalk leading Knoxville at last report 35-13, and it was Fairfield trailing Clear Creek Amana in the fourth period 35-14. A couple other scores here for you. Indianola 31, Marshalltown 7 in Class 4A late in that game, and it's Ottumwa 20, Cedar Rapids Prairie 39. Ottumwa trying to make their comeback as they typically do here in the third and fourth quarters. All right, we have a final here for you as the producers are pointing out on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. CMB has defeated Centerville 20-13. CMB wins tonight 20-13 over Centerville. That has playoff implications. CMB is in. And it looks like North Polk is trailing late to PCM 35-18 in the fourth quarter. Our score here at Albia, 50-0. Albia 50, Clark 0 in Class 2A. Let's go back live to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Dan, Absolute Cleaning is going to be needed tomorrow. Both sets of uniforms are in mud.
Yeah.
Albia with a 50-0 lead here. A loss on the play all the way back to the 15-yard line. The kickoff was returned to the 21. A sack there by the Albia defense. Quarterback rolls back, throws a quick pass to the sidelines, incomplete.
Got some reserves coming in on the defensive side as well. Jeffrey Trachel is an inside linebacker, as well as Taryn Padilla, the tackle. I think that's Brian Rasky is also an inside linebacker.
Christian, an important week coming up for you and the youth football program.
Yeah, we got Sheraton this Sunday.
Sixth grade will be playing first at 1 o'clock, fifth grade at 2:30, and then next Thursday night we'll be playing under lights down at the track field against Centerville.
Oh, pressure on the quarterback, almost a sack. He escapes it, but here comes Jeffrey Trachel.
Gets great job.
Slows him up, and the defense swarms him in the backfield. And as he scrambles off to the right side, about four defenders get him. Jeffrey Trachel with initial grab.
I think that is the fourth sack of the night. Hy-Vee's going to have four sacks to give away of groceries. Sacks on Friday night equals sacks on Saturday night or Saturday morning. Thanks to Tim and Jody Gardner, GMP Insurance. They donated $250, I said that, Dan, to the Thomas fundraiser. Yeah. I say, well, why not somebody else? So, you know, if you'd like to help be a part of the fun that's going to be tomorrow night, you've got the, here's a punt. High end-over-end punt. Going to bounce and roll all the way across midfield. And we'll be down right at midfield.
Yep, settles, bounces back to the 50.
PC and Laura Lee from the Grassy Knoll. Hey, PC. PC was a huge winner this year. I mean, you think about some of the great things we've given away over the years.
Yeah.
How many broadcast giveaway kittens on the radio?
Nah, it's...
I mean, football broadcast Friday night.
You can't even dream of something that magical.
No.
No, and Phil's right there to get that, claim that prize.
And rumor has it the cat's doing great and loving his new home. So good news. Everybody wins right here on your sports leader, KIIC.
If only Phil knew where that cat was.
Well, he did tell my daughter, gave him, a matter of fact, we've even thought about, we got another cat in the neighborhood. We become like the cat whisperers. Jeez.
See, my son comes home from lunch today. I don't know if he cares about this. Comes home from lunch today. He's back home. He sees a three-legged dog walking all on the side street by the soccer field where it doesn't belong. So he stops to pick it up. It's wet. It's raining. And they can't find the owner. They call the Garvers, or a Mobley's vet tag, you know, vaccination tag. And so they call Mobley's office. And they say, well, we don't know. You know, you got to take it to Lawson. Right. So he takes Lawson. He's on lunch break. He's going to get back to school. Anyway, so I said, is it a three-legged dog? Is his name Lucky or what? And he says, no, I named him Drew. I'm like,
Drew! Clever. Here is a handoff running straight ahead. Again, this is Cole Sinclair out to the 38-yard line.
Luke Sinclair.
Yeah. Yeah. Cole will be there one day.
Yes, but let's let Luke, the senior,
Luke
get his due
prom. Have his time.
Yes.
Second down, 8 here. Running clock, 5:20 and counting. There is the fifth quarter tonight at the Family Life Center. Good deal. Go have some fun.
You bet.
They're going to have fun this weekend. I believe they're having their All Saints fun this Saturday. 4-8, if I have it right. Rolling back, Crawl. Crawl, pump fix, going to keep it. He's going to run down the sidelines and run out of bounds at the 42-yard line. That's going to bring a third down here for Albion.
Also want to get one more plug in for the Albion Haunted House.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday nights.
Fun.
Next Saturday, actually on Halloween Day, there's a special lighted kid-friendly version.
Oh, Christian can go now.
Yes, and the parents, woo-hoo, you can go for free, Jason. And Jason, let's not kid ourselves. You were petrified last year. That was not a fake.
That.
You are scared like a little girl in those things.
7-foot-tall midgets make me scared, Stalker.
I was a werewolf.
Dude, you were. You, yeah. I thought you were doing magic tricks, yeah. Third down here and 5 for the Blue Demons. Crawl's going to roll back. He's going to pass to the flat, complete, and they're going to be close to that. How about that play there, Big T? Nice little show of a Gunner Moppin gets a reception. How about that, Phil Klaus? And Gunner gets a huge round of applause. He's a favorite around here. He's a great kid. I love him. Christian, he goes to our church. He's such a good kid and lots of fun, and he has been all sold out to Albion football.
That's blue pride right there.
Yeah, and the crowd give him a nice round of applause as he comes off the field, subs him out, and rotating our receivers in there. Coming back in is Tyler Pyle, coming in the wide receiver, another senior. So
here's the counter play, and this one's going to go. Well, they're going to push it forward for the first down. How about that, T? That was a 4 or 5 yard loss, and the offense kept their feet moving and somehow gets the first down.
That was awesome, man. You just saw that pile. It's like, where's the ball's in there somewhere, and it's going across the first down marker.
Was that Adam Henderson on the run? I think he was the one who came out of that pile, maybe.
We're going to get a scoring update here in just a second. Running clock here, 3 minutes to go. Dan, I hope
Blue Demons on top, 50-0. That is 20% off on Absolute Cleaning services next week. So call them, mention the 50 points scored tonight. You get 20% off any cleaning, your home, business, or car. Give Absolute Cleaning a call.
Here's a carry over the left side, and that's Joe Barry. And let's get that scoring update real quickly. Jay Mill, as the score is coming in, some critical scores here in the final minutes.
All right, and as Dan said, don't forget to give Absolute Cleaning a call next week. 20% off because Albia hit the 50-point mark. Well, this was interesting. We're going to need some help sorting this out. Maybe Jim Frank can help us. In District 7, Class 3A, Pella, Norwalk, Carlisle are in. Sheraton, Knoxville, Oski all finished 2-4. 2-4, 2-4, 2-4. Sheraton beats Knoxville. Knoxville beats Oski. Oski beats Sheraton. We think Sheraton's in, but of course we got to...
You got me on. I'll give you the official. Sheraton's in on that scenario.
Brought to you by Boyle and Henderson.
Point differential coming in tonight. They already had a negative two total points. There's no way they can lose it. So well, Sheraton is in there.
Yay! That's the help from the banker for you.
I got the numbers already. I had those scenarios. Because that's what I figured would happen. And no matter if they lost by 13, they still would only be minus 15, which Knoxville was 16.
Well, we knew that, but we were going to tease it, try to go to a commercial break, and maybe bring it back after commercial. Commercial break, tease it some more, and anyway, back to you guys.
Who does that to their listeners? Who does that to their listeners?
Quickly, the Royals lead the Blue Jays 2-1, bottom of the seventh. Back to you.
All the fans listening and they're recording that now are...
Ruined it.
Dan's up here. It's okay, little buddy. Come on, Skipper. Marianne and Ginger aren't crying. 1:14 to go here. See, this is what people at home don't get to see unless you buy your experience tomorrow night at the auction.
I'm sorry, Joe.
He's really crying, Millage. I'm not kidding.
I am.
It's okay. It's all right. T, come and console him.
I'm just so left, right, march straight. I'm not theatrical, and I just blew the opportunity.
Here is a quarterback keeper. This one would be close to the first down. 45 seconds and going. This just in, Jordan Pope. We believe he has a little Nostradamus blood in him. He's predicting an Albia win tonight.
He went out on a limb.
Way out.
Was not given points.
No.
Was not going to give any points. Straight up.
Brilliant. Good call there, Jordan. 50-0 Albia. The clock is running, and Albia's offense comes off the field, and the defense will come back for probably one more play by Clark. And nice to see this in person, but miss listening to you guys. Job well done, Blue Demons and Friday Night Lights. Michael Freshwater, and he sends a picture, and he wants to say shout out to Sherry. Love you, Sherry. And this is from Michael Freshwater. And the picture looks like he's at the is that the bar?
No.
Yeah, that looks like it's a tavern in West Des Moines. So, Michael, you did a great view tonight. Not trying to get you any trouble with
looks
your wife.
About the 40.
And that will be the final play of this football game.
1 second. We got a flag.
And it's on the
not
offense.
So fast, my friend.
Hang on there, Corso. Way to go, Gunner, from Dustin and Leslie Sample. And if you're wondering why we haven't gotten very many texts on the Southern Iowa Technology text line tonight and why we didn't do the auction on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, it's because I can only read an occasional text due to my phone being in multiple pieces. I dropped the ball, the phone, literally before the game. So one way to get a part of that Friday Night Lights experience is to get to the Country Club tomorrow night. We'll talk more about that. But right now, T and Christian, this team has just completed another historic undefeated season, and they do it in grand style. 50-0 the final score here, and what an impressive game. What an impressive season.
Great game, you know, all around. You know, we had the offense rolling early. You know, the defense stepped it up. You know, special teams. Just an all-around great effort.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's just really something to see as you look down here now again. To me, it's a strength of what's happened over these last 8 years, and all these guys have bonded, and this is a significant thing in terms of the guys ahead of them. When you've got 20 seniors now lined up together, going to walk the field for the last time, you know, a few years ago, you didn't graduate that many. There wasn't that many that stuck it out, that wanted to be a part of this. And it's the effort and the sweat and the tears that have gone on over these last several years that have led to this happening tonight, where these guys wanted to be a part of something special since they were in fifth grade. They saw their brothers ahead of them do it, and they wanted to be a part of it. And they're hoping to leave that legacy for these guys at the other end of the field who want to take the mantle and run with it next year.
Well, I remember as a father watching this, and I know right now all these moms and dads are watching their sons take this final walk as they grab hands, the senior class, and they are going to restart and do this together, which is what they do, is everything together. As the Boys of Fall plays in the background, the backdrop of cheers and appreciations being shared for these seniors and the impact they've had on this program, the impact they've had on our community, and the joy they have brought to households, not just here at Ironman Field, but all around this country. And I don't know, buddy, I still get goosebumps on these football Friday nights.
Cannon going off one more time as they cross the 50. And it is. It's chilling. And for those who haven't seen it, it is just something to see that these guys, however strong they are in numbers, you know, they represent what's good and decent about this program, and it's just fun to see it. And now their brothers who are at the other goal line are going to meet them at about the 10 as the seniors gather in one last huddle together. You just can't say enough. The crowd giving them the proper due, as well they should.
Christian, you've walked that walk. Buddy, tell us how that feels.
Oh, it's very emotional, very sad. But, hey, these guys are blessed. They're a great team and great leaders, and the fifth and sixth grade, they need to take a look and see what leadership really is and take a look at that senior class, because they truly are the leaders that anyone should want and follow. And the junior class next, that's going to be taking the torch, they'll take it, and I know they'll do an excellent job. But this senior class, they're not done yet. They got that end goal of winning that championship game in the Dome.
And, T, you know, this program has went from wanting to get to the playoffs to believing it can get to the playoffs to expecting it to get to the playoffs to believing it can get to the Dome to expecting it can get to the Dome. And now the next step, that's expecting to win it at the Dome.
We've created quite a culture, haven't we? I mean, it's amazing what's the transformation that has taken place in our community and this football team, and credit goes to a lot the coaches, Coach Staten, you know, all the other coaches. You know, I just couldn't be more proud of what they've done, what they've implemented here, and everybody's bought in. And when you buy in, good things happen, and you know, it's awesome to see.
Well, it's been a beautiful ride, and this ride is not over, and this journey that we're going to continue on. We want you to be a part of it. We've been talking about this all night. I've been excited because this will be fun, Dan, and we really wanted to help out Sarah Thomas. And when we heard about her heroic and her miraculous recovery, she survives an aneurysm. And she just happened to be at a nursing conference with Denise there with her, who knew her medical history. So when she had it, she had somebody there who could tell the story of what she was dealing with. And so they were able to get to her really quick, and that saved her life. We know that she was touched by God, but her life was saved. But with all that comes medical bills and hardships, and we're going to help the National American Healthcare Association and Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center help Sarah with the fundraiser tomorrow night, 5 to 8, free will donation, spaghetti dinner, followed up with Jack and Johnny Flattery with the DJ at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, they're going to announce the silent auction winners with a lot of gift packages with all kinds of really cool stuff. One of those is going to be the Friday Night Lights experience for next Wednesday night. Here in the Friday Night Lights broadcast booth. Playoff game, but it doesn't get any better than that. We're going to get you KIC gear. We're going to make you look like one of the KIC sideline reporters. Press pass, and then you'll join us up here in the broadcast booth for the pregame show and the first half, and then we'll send you down to the sidelines where you can hang out with the guys on the sidelines. It'll be a lot of fun, and that's going to be a part of that silent auction. if you can't stay for the whole night, you might want to get out there and lay a big fat number on that sheet. But go out, have fun, and help them raise some money.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and we hope people have fun. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of great gifts to be bidding on. And, yeah, we're excited to bring you that KIC Friday Night Lights pass. All access pass, get you in and part of it to see kind of how things go here. And,
see the sausage be ground.
It'll be unvarnished and it'll be just raw like we always do it. There will not, nothing will be staged. Just, it'll be that crazy because that's how nutty it is.
It will shock you how tall I really am. I'll be, Stocker will be in 3D, and we'll try to send him down with you guys. I think that sideline stuff is pretty amazing too. You guys get, we have the best view in the house, but you guys have the best seat in the house.
Yeah, we truly do have the best seat in the house right here. Gonna stand next to the sideline, right close, right in action. Get to see everything. It's awesome.
All right, you'd see T down there and looking for Coach Dayton. We'll see if we can catch up with him. And
I can't find him.
They're looking.
Where did he go?
Is he behind T?
Yeah, very funny.
Sorry, T. I love you, buddy. But you're a big dude. You are one tall dude.
Getting bigger every day.
Well, let's take this big time out. We're going to come back and we're going to relive some of this first half, and then we're going to head into the locker room, the Summers Insurance locker room, get you all the scores, break down these playoff scenarios. We will be hosting a playoff game Wednesday night. We want you to be up here with us in the broadcast booth. You'll have a chance to do that tomorrow night on a bid to join us here in the broadcast booth. But we want to get to all those teams from the Southern Iowa who have made the playoffs. Maybe contemplate who's going to be in, but who might be playing who when we come back and relive these moments that was tonight. A perfect season. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen. Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Oh, man, Royals fans, we had a 2-1 lead. Now it's tied up at 3 apiece, top of the 8th. Royals 3, Blue Jays 3, top of the 8th. Royals, you lose, you go to one more game tomorrow. And Royals, you win, you're in the World Series. All right, let's get back to Ironman Field and the crew. Jason, Dan?
Well, let's not jinx those Royals. Come on, Royals, make it to the... baseball interesting for this Cub fan who came disinterested. Don't even want to talk about it. All right, the Blue Demons with a big win tonight, 50-0, the final score. And let's take a look at some of those stats here from this football game that was an impressive Albion win.